Welcome back in, Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD, CBD products curated for life. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Big Joe Dubin of Main Street Media here with you today. Darren has the day off and we'll be back on Monday. We go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and say hello to top golf champion Jill Jelinek of Fox 17. Jill, how you doing?
Fantastic, especially with the intro, the California love, the top golf champion title. I really appreciate the welcome. Thank you.
Have I covered it all? Is there other things I need to cover, or are we good there?
Well, in 2 months I'll be the fantasy football champion in our league, but we'll get there we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
That's true. She did beat my team this week. So,
well, that's interesting that I've been left out of the top golf conversation. The fantasy football league. Since Jill, I take full responsibility for you being in Nashville, Tennessee. But that's cool. I'll just get my interest someplace else.
You're not bitter,
not at all. No,
Jill. We're going to get into a variety of different things with you. But I know you've obviously been out at Titans practice and were there yesterday. A light practice, more of a walkthrough. Mike Vrabel, this time of year, tries to be good about giving his team a little extra time to rest. And if you look at the injury report, you can certainly understand why, because they've had to deal with so many different injuries. But I want to start with the running back position. We saw it more by committee Sunday night in the win. Adrian Peterson, I guess you could call the starter, had the most carries, did have the touchdown. But how would you say he's fitting in so far with this Titans team?
As good as you could get from him, right, from 1 week. He came in last Tuesday, practiced with the team for the first time last Wednesday, really only had those three practices, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to get under his belt before he was thrown out there on Sunday. So I think considering how quick of a transition it was for him to this new team, and also you have to keep in mind, AP hasn't played since over 10 months last season. So the fact that he was able to not only transition well into the game, but get those carries, lead the team with carries, and also punch in that score to extend the lead for the Titans, I think that's as good as you can expect from him. What I'm really looking forward to is how can this committee, this running back by committee group, take that next step going into the Saints, especially considering the Saints have the number one rushing defense in the league right now. I'm looking forward to that group making adjustments. How can they get better? Even quarterback Ryan Tannehill said yesterday in his presser, he said, you know what, I thought AP and also Deontay Foreman did well, but that will also come with reps and time. That unit all together kind of finding their place in the offense, getting into a rhythm. But to answer your question, Chase, coming off the short week for AP and also Deontay Foreman, I thought it was as good as you can expect. And then the rest of the Titans unit carried the way into that win against the Rams Sunday.
Well, the other thing that I think is going to help them, Jill, is the offensive line, which has kind of been a revolving door just because of all the injuries. But Nate Davis, who missed last Sunday's game with a concussion, he was back as a full participant on the practice field. Kendall Lamb was limited, but he's been out the last two games. He was there. Taylor Lewan, who didn't play Sunday, he was back as a limited participant. So maybe getting some of these guys back on the offensive line and trying to get some consistency there is going to help matters, and not only the run game, but, of course, the pass protection.
Absolutely. But let's also be honest. This injury report thing that comes out each week for the Titans, this has been a storyline every week since, what, week one of the NFL season for this team? And I don't know if that's going to go away. This is a Titans team that really each week we see either the same guys, similar units, or another different player go on that injury report or is limited, right? Even the wide receiver group, that talk about a revolving door. That's the wide receiver group to a T. But I think the big thing is this team has really, really bought into that next man up mentality, as cliched as it is, as many times we've heard Coach Vrabel say it. They have bought into that next man up mentality. And like you said, the O-line with Taylor Lewan being, he dressed but was out, and then you had Bobby Hart stepping up for him. You had Aaron Brewer stepping up in right guard for Nate Davis, like you mentioned. This team, I don't know if it's as easy as, oh, man, once we get all healthy, it's going to be great. We're going to be at full potential. right now they've found ways to win with their second unit, their second starters, and that speaks tremendously to the depth of this Titans team.
We're talking to Jill Jelinek from Fox 17. And Jill, I think you hit on the head. They absolutely are comfortable. They don't panic when they have this huge injury report, and all of us in the media are going, how are they going to win without all these guys? But I am still a little concerned, though. You touched on this with New Orleans. The first thing most people think of, and I'm one of them, when you think about the Saints, you think about Drew Brees and prolific offense and creative coach and Sean Payton. But they're winning right now with a really, really good defense. You mentioned a great rush defense. Their overall defensive numbers are outstanding. They have good special teams to go with it. I think this will be a big challenge for that Titans offense.
Oh, absolutely it will. Like you said, number one run defense right now. They're allowing just a little over 70 yards per game. And I think the big thing is, again, going back to this new running back by committee group for the Titans, can they make that next jump? And also, how about this? How about take a little pressure off the running game, right, for the Titans, right? Because it is such a new unit. Let's put a little more pressure on the passing game. I think, you know, we always talk about a balanced offense, run the ball, pass the ball, whatnot. I think a lot of the pressure should be on A.J. Brown and that wide receiver unit right now. Let's make sure that we're getting that other half of the offense going. Ryan Tannehill has been terrific the last couple weeks, but let's be honest, have we really seen that Titans wide receiver core take off? Have we seen that passing game to play to the best of its ability? I don't think so. And I think the big thing is take a little bit of the weight off that run offense, especially when they're going up against such a good Saints run defense. And let's get a balanced attack, and let's get those wide receivers going. And I'm ready for A.J. Brown to have a big game.
Yeah, A.J. Brown, of course, had a couple of those drops, but he's a guy that could have the big game. It looks like Julio Jones, you think, maybe taking a step forward. And, Jill, I want to ask you, too, throughout, this is one of the things we do every year in the training camp, but there's so many of those wide receivers. It was an interesting competition. Dez Fitzpatrick was sort of banished to the practice squad. We haven't heard his name in a while, but the move this week to let Josh Reynolds go, I guess it was part on Josh Reynolds saying, I'm not fitting in here, but I just wonder how it's going to evolve from here with the role definition and what they're looking from those secondary guys.
Yeah, and that was big this week, and several of the media members yesterday kind of followed up on Josh Reynolds and tried to get out of Vrabel and Tannehill kind of what happened there, but none of them could speak to it, you know, specifically on why he was cut. But Josh Reynolds was having a good training camp, you know, but he unfortunately had the injury bug and just never seemed, in my opinion, never seemed like he could get back healthy enough to get in any sort of momentum or rhythm. And so you're right. Now that wide receiver group, there's a lot of pressure on, obviously, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, who, unfortunately, you know, can't stay 100% healthy, nor do I think they will be 100% healthy until maybe towards the end of the season. You have Marcus Johnson, who's done a nice job for them. He coming in when he can. Chester Rogers, I think, has been a great bright spot this season, somebody that has kind of surprised us a little bit more than others in that wide receiver room. But you're right. In terms of that second unit, it is a lot of pressure on them because Julio Jones and A.J. Brown haven't been consistently healthy. It just makes you think, man, if that unit could be full force, full strength, and healthy, the potential of what they can do, but we just haven't seen that yet.
All right, Jill, let's talk some good stuff now. High school football, and again, I think you do a fantastic job. I actually taped the show on Friday night, partly because the coverage on Fox 17 is so fantastic, but also you bring Chase on every once in a while, so that's good as well. All right, so again, great job you do.
You're my agent. Thank you.
Second week of the playoffs. What's the MyTV 30 game tomorrow night?
MyTV 30 game tomorrow night, Riverdale at Lebanon. Looking forward to this one. Both teams are 10-1, and I am really looking forward to that game. Hopefully, I have a feeling that's going to be a four-quarter, down-to-the-wire game. Looking forward to that one on MyTV 30. And Big Joe, thank you for the compliment. Our crew at Fox 17 works really hard on Friday nights. We really try to cover as many games as we can, as many different classes as we can. And there's a lot of great second-round matchups. I'm excited for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And, you know, for you getting back into sports, and you're out for a couple of years, and now you're back into it, I mean, the level of excitement and passion that you have for that on Friday night, I mean, it comes to the TV screen. And, again, it's well appreciated for somebody who loves high school football, and there's a lot of us out here. And I'm so thankful that Fox 17 continues to dedicate a large portion of their Friday nights and what you guys do to covering high school football.
Thanks, Big Joe. I appreciate that. I'll be honest, though. My energy is fed and fueled by the moms and dads, the aunts and uncles, the grandmas, the neighbors, the so-and-so knows so-and-so whose son is playing. Everywhere you go, I've been in Texas, I've done high school football, North Carolina, I've done high school football, Chattanooga for a couple years over there, and now Nashville. It's all the same. Everybody wants to see their kids play or see their neighbor's son play. It's a special feeling on Friday night, and I'm just lucky to be able to play a small part in that.
You know, we talked back in May and June when you were thinking about coming here, and one of the first things you said was, like, you're excited to get back to covering high school football. And, Jill, that was music to my ears because, you know, all too often now at other stations
– He did a backflip.
High school football has been put on the back burner, where you guys make it really a part of what you guys do. And, again, great coverage, all the games. I love MyTV30. Chaser called a game a few weeks ago. So I love the fact that you guys are hyper-local in the community doing that, and it does not go unnoticed.
I appreciate that. I very much appreciate that. And did I hear you guys have Coach Creasy maybe coming on?
Yes,
the
we do. 11 o'clock.
Well, talk about a great coach, and he's all – I've been able to make the trek out there to several of their games this year in Oakland, and I'm telling you, not only – if you want to talk about somebody with passion and energy – he brings it every single Friday night, and that team feeds off of it.
There's no doubt about that, and that was the game. I did the Oakland-Riverdale game, you know, 3 or so weeks ago, and it was awesome. But Football Frenzy Live tomorrow at 9:30, Jill, and I know you're going to have your crew out covering a bunch of different games. You mentioned Riverdale-Lebanon on FNR, but I know CPA hosting CAK, Brentwood Academy hosting JP2. That should be a good one. NBA Baylor, Lipscomb Academy, Silverdale. I mean, you got it all covered tomorrow night on Football Frenzy Live.
Yep, 9:30, and then we'll do a smaller recap at 10:15. But the Frenzy starts at 9:30, and we'll be sure to bring it for the second round of playoffs.
Awesome. Jill, appreciate the time as always, and we will do it again down the road.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Awesome. You too. Thanks, Jill. Jill Jelnick, Fox 17, joining us here on the show, talking some Titans and some high school football. And, yeah, I mean, I loved high school football because, you know, that was a part of my Friday nights, of course. But then starting here, one of my first roles was working with you on the game blitz.
We did 6 hours of coverage on Friday night. I know. We could have done 16.
I know. And what was great is, like, 6 o'clock was kind of like the pregame, and that we got everybody set up. At 7, it was like red zone, and it was just bam, 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 scores coming in, you and Sudzo analyzing, people calling in with reports. I mean,
the moment I remember was when Summit got their first win in, like, 2013, and the coach called in. I do not remember the coach's name. I'm so sorry. He was very emotional.
Yeah.
And they're listening to the show on the team bus coming back. They had just got their first win on the road, and that excitement that was coming through, and it was fantastic.
Well, and then we would hear from people that after games, the stadiums would turn on the show.
Yes.
So the show would play in the stadiums. And
then I got really nervous because then I knew people were listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So. But, I mean, think about some of the names that we – Jalen Ramsey was at Brentwood Academy.
Derek Jalen Hurd.
Yep, Jalen Hurd. Chris Rowland was after you left, but, I mean, he was – he was there. I mean, he was certainly one of those. But all these names that are now playing on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's correct.
We saw Brent Stockstill was at Siegel.
That epic game, you know, when he blew his knee out and almost rallied Siegel to the state championship, and Maryville beat him. But there's a lot. And that's, again, and I'll go back to our good friend Mike Keith, who we talked years ago and said, no matter where you go, if you're in broadcasting somehow, some way, stay grounded to high school football. You know, Mike does PA. He did for Battleground Academy. and it's the purest form, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. And stadiums light up all across the state of Tennessee on Friday night, second round of the playoffs, so the pressure gets a little more and more and more, and you go out and you see the crowd and you see everything, and I love it. It's the greatest sport in the world.
No doubt about that. So appreciate Jill for joining us. When we come back, I'm going to ask these guys, it was a question that Darren brought up yesterday, and we talked about the offensive line and their sustainability with all the injuries, and I want to get Joe and Willie's opinion on that when we come back, as you listen to Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.